Day 34. This is the prophecy. Isaiah 53, verse 9. His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. Matthew 27, verse 57 to 60. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the entrance of the tomb and went away. The sign above his cross read, King of the Jews, in three languages, to let the world know this is what the Romans do to would-be kings. Beside him were two other would-be political insurrectionists, but now that was all over. Jesus had breathed his last breath, the spear had pierced through his side, and the clouds went dark with sadness. Upon seeing these events, the centurion who oversaw his execution remarked, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Mark 15, verse 39. God is dead, we have killed him. Despite his innocence, Jesus was killed on trumped-up charges. That evening, a secret disciple of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, approached Pilate and asked for the body. Joseph took and placed Jesus' lifeless corpse in a new tomb he had just cut out for his family, thus fulfilling the prophecy concerning the servant whom God would bring forth to redeem his people. As the perfect sacrifice, his death would serve as a guilt offering to remove the sins of his people and bring them into relationship with God. Today's reflection. Jesus was crucified despite the fact that he was innocent. Although he himself knew no sin, he became sin for us and entered into a death for us. Take a moment to remember when you made the decision to follow Jesus. Thank God that he saved you.